I'm going to talk today on the relationship of how CDC has conceptualized communities of practice and relate them back to program activities. We're going to set the context a little bit of how the change occurs with communities of practice and how your business and your practice will change, and both in terms of how the environment changes and the context of what we're doing changes, and how your work and your perceptions about what you do changes. So we have developed a conceptual framework to do this. And today in the talk, we will look at how what is the communities of practice conceptual framework related to program activities, and explain the theory of change approach to evaluation that we're going to be using. We are using evaluation closely tied into the framework. As a government agency, CDC has to worry about accountability and outcomes of money spent. But this information also can be used to inform decision making, how we go forward in the future, and how well we're doing with this initiative. First of all, the environment we're working in is going to change. You've been used to pretty much a CDC-centric, top-down approach to things. And what we're going to be doing now is we're going to be working in a more federated environment. And what that means is we're going to be distributing ownership out into the larger community. This means a sharing of responsibilities and activities, and it also changes the balance of the scales. CDC is now an equal partner. We're one of you. We have the same voice as you have. But as a federal agency, we will provide some support to the communities. For example, we'll have the support architecture. We have program documentation, templates. We've developed, as you will see in the next talk, a beautiful resource kit for you. We will provide common infrastructure using a collaborative tool. And we will also have services available to you, such as evaluation and technical assistance as we go forward. The second change to the way we do things and the way we will be approaching is using a community-based participatory approach. This is being used pretty much across different different agencies in public health, different way of doing business again. It's cultivating community involvement. It's engaging partners and bringing them in from different levels, people that haven't traditionally been working with you. We want to bring them in and get their perspective. This facilitates collaboration. It develops common interests, information, and technologies. And it begins to set the definition and measurement of community outcomes. And we hope it also will promote more FIN buy-in. If we can make FIN better for all of us, we can hopefully improve the implementation of FIN. And it's also a way to conduct evaluation. And I'll explain more of that a little bit later. So now we have a change of context. We have a federated approach and a more community way of doing business. All right, you've seen it again. We've got to get new slides. I won't berate you with this, but let's see. And this also is who would use this slide? Nicole. We're adding people into the picture. It's now not just talking about the tools and the processes and the structure of how we share public health information, but bringing the people in, bringing in your perceptions, your ideas, your work, and changing what we do to include all three of these parts. And as Nicole said, we will be changing eventually how we define FIN through these activities, and you will be participating in this definition, or redefinition, I should say. All right, I'm going to talk a little about a theory of change approach. It's an approach we use I'm an evaluator by training, and here I was asked to evaluate this very complex communities of practice. We were just starting to set up, didn't even have a program yet. So how do you do this? How do you evaluate something that doesn't exist or has the definition of FIN attached to it? So one of the ways that we chose to do this was to use a theory of change approach. And this essentially means that you use a theory to define how an initiative works. And it's very system-based. It looks at all the different parts, and it looks at links between activities, outcomes, and contexts of the initiative. So we've already talked about how change in the context is going to affect your work. We will be also looking at activities, how you do your work. Communities of practice isn't meant to be an additional thing for you to do. It's meant to be a change in the way you do your work. As we develop this, the program early on, we would every once in a while stop and say, no, we're using our old ways of thinking and applying it to this new concept, and it doesn't work. We all have to continually reevaluate ourselves and think about how do we change what we do to accomplish this new vision. And so this theory of change approach, it doesn't matter what the theories are, what the ideas are. What we're trying to do is try to find out how things change over time and using what other people have already discovered to inform our decisions, so we don't have to start and recreate the wheel over. And what also, what one of the exciting parts about doing this evaluation is we really had a chance to start the evaluation early in the process. So we were able to think about what do we want to see come out of communities of practice? What do we want to see as outcomes? And by talking to the different people involved, it was everything from novel ideas and new ways of doing open source software development, doing messaging. How do we actually change? How does the change happen? So we're going to use theories to say we use this theory and we expect this change. And then once we go through this process, we will see how the expected outcomes compare to what actually happens. I think that's my phone. I'm sorry. Just click the sides. The evaluation, theory of change allows the evaluation to see how COPs develop over time. Okay. Gives a better understanding of the context of the change. And we will look at whether we correctly predicted the outcomes. Okay, this gets a little maybe we don't need to talk so much about, but we're not trying to come up with a causal chain here. We're not saying communities of practice will cause change in FIN. We're looking at what are the attributes, what are the characteristics that we can say influence this process. So that's what this is all about. It's just trying to get a way of looking at what we're doing and putting it in a context where we can share it with others and that we have some scientific validity backing what we're doing. This leads to our goal of the evaluation, which is to examine how the implementation of FIN and its initiatives are improved by the use of communities of practice. So we're not evaluating FIN, we're not making judgments in that direction. We are trying to improve the way we do business, and we do that by involving all of us in the process. And what we've done is we're looking at the evaluation framework on three different levels. At the individual level, we'll look at how everyone changes by participating in the community of practice. At the organizational level, we'll look at how communities grow and develop over time. And at the programmatic level, we'll be looking at how individuals and COPs affect how FIN is implemented. So we have, and there's a poster downstairs, if anybody wants to talk to me in a more involved way. We're looking at several theories on each of these levels, and we have expected outcomes. We've matched these to hypotheses and to the theories, so we have a there was a reason for all those questions you got this morning. I know it's long and involved, but there's a reason behind all of this, and we value your participation in doing those forms. And now this is where I think it's a little more exciting. If you look at the individual changes, so we hope as you participate in the communities that you will have increased interactions with other people, that you will have additional information channels that you've never had before. Dr. Wenger talked this morning about social learning. We're all going to be learning in different ways and ways we haven't even thought about. We'll improve our social networks. We'll share resources. You're not all out there worrying about the same problems and not being able to share the limited resources you have. So let's share and collaborate on what we can do to improve our processes. Then as we change as individuals, we hope that the COP will change. We'll expand social networks for you, improve co-learning both on an individual level and actually as at an organizational level. More productive partnerships will lead to more promising practices and achieving our goals and objectives that we set for ourselves in the communities. These in turn will affect the overall Finn community. You've also sat, some of you, in the Finn community meeting. We want to expand our social networks, improve the structure and operations of Finn, improve the functional outcomes, and adopt and disseminate new and novel ideas, which is a very important and exciting part of this for me. I know there's a lot of ways to accomplish what we have to do, and we can try some new and different things under this initiative. And then finally, we hope that all of this will generate over into changing how Finn is actually implemented. So we'll have increased buy-in, increased capacity of Finn partners, more partners who meet Finn requirements, increased participation in Finn initiatives, and again, the greater adoption, dissemination of standards and best practices. So I'd like to thank all of the people who helped us with this. We have quite a crew, in addition to other members of the FIN, the Community Practice Program. All right.